How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends.
With me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Susie Ruffle. Now, Tom Allen. Now, we have become aware that some people, we thought we designed this podcast so that people would listen to it on their podcast.
Always.
Always.
Every day.
Every day.
Twice or three times.
Yeah. And whilst performing some sort of ritualistic ceremony. However, we were incorrect. People also listen to it on their commute, but also apparently, Susie,
yes.
People listen to it when they're doing cardio exercise.
Cardiovascular.
Cardiovascular exercise.
So people could be on the treadmilo.
See?
Whilst they're listening
to us.
This, to us.
This is their motivation. Also, maybe on some sort of exercise bike.
Or a cross trainer.
Or a very angry trainer.
such a dad.
You're welcome, everybody. Not so much swimming. But you can get...
You can get headphones now that are... What a world we live in.
What a world. What a world we live in that you can listen to music underwater. But whenever I've used earplugs, they always let the water in anyway.
I've got no idea. But I love the idea of it.
Yeah, it's good. But I'd also be scared that they would electrocute me.
Yeah, that's what I'd be scared of. But I'm always scared of being electrocuted.
Are you?
Kind of,
yeah. It's a good fear to have.
Great fear.
What's it based on? Where did it start?
Don't know. I just sort of think that it looks horrible, doesn't it?
Was it when... that girl in Biker Grove went to help that old woman who had a flood in her basement and she touched the plug and she got electrocuted?
No, I didn't really watch Biker Grove.
Biker Grove. I'm going to Biker Grove tomorrow, actually.
Are you? Why did you have a Jamaican accent when you did that?
That was my Geordie accent, quite clearly.
Biker Grove.
Biker Grove, where everybody was on trampolines all the time, jumping up at the beginning.
Yeah. Didn't they have like a...
Yeah, they did. And wasn't Sonia in it? Or am I making that up? Did Sonia...
Sonia...
She's from Liverpool.
The ginger
no.
one.
Yeah, she's from Liverpool.
No.
Somebody made... I mean, apart from PJ and Duncan.
And Francesca Martinez.
Was she in Biker Grove?
Yeah.
I thought she was in Grange Hill.
Oh, yeah, I think she was in Grange Hill. Soz guys.
I always found those all of those kind of BBC, children's BBC series mm-hmm. that were on at 5, really depressing. Like Grange Hill, I always thought was really bleak and grey.
Yeah.
I never wanted... It used to terrify me when I was...
I was never like, oh my God, I want to go to Grange Hill.
Yeah, like nobody wanted to go to Grange
Hill. No, it was horrible.
It just made me scared about going to secondary school.
And were your fears realised?
Kind of, yeah. Like, it was never quite as bad as...
sorry, my chair's squeaky.
Yeah. Susie forgot to put her headphones on. I'm not even wearing headphones in this episode, so I'm just freestyling it.
Just freestyling it.
Could be shouting, could be whispering, I don't even know.
No one knows. I've just got the headphones on because I feel like Craig David on the cover of that album.
Oh, who's making a big comeback as well.
Making a huge comeback. Love that Craig David always says his own name in his songs.
You should do that more.
Susie Ruffle. What, half of your joke?
Yeah.
Susie Ruffle, right?
Yeah. Also, you were about to sing it in Susie Ruffle, which was that... Was that the theme tune to something? Morris Minor? No. A sitcom from the...
Isn't that a car, Morris Minor?
Yeah, there was a sitcom about the building of... About a factory of Morris Minors. Didn't last for very long.
No, I mean...
I think it was around about the same time as HAPPY, which is about people in a hospital... With James, I'm terrible with names. Anyway.
Nesbitt, Corden.
No, before them. Oh,
no one knows.
It was in The Likely Lads. Come on.
No idea. So.
Again, listeners will be going, it's blah, blah.
Sorry, guys.
It's ours.
So we're talking about us being your motivation.
Yeah, like, are you
at the gym?
At the gym. Are you feeling motivated? What point are you at in your cardio at the moment? Do you want to be distracted from your cardio?
Probably. Hello.
Hello, sorry, we just reminded you. Because when I'm on the treadmill, all I can think of is, oh God, when's this going to stop?
Yeah, I can't run.
Yeah?
I can't run.
Really? Because
just
it hurts your knees? Or?
Just can't get out of breath.
There's something about running. I don't get it. And I know people say... People
so what are you running from?
What are you running from? That's what you've got to ask. That's what you've got to think about all these joggers. What are they running from?
Yeah.
What? Let's stop joggers and ask them that question.
Well, why not? Yeah.
They could just be like robbers.
Yeah, or people that are like fleeing a murder scene.
Yes. That's what you've got
and
to assume.
And they're always people that find bodies, aren't they?
They're always. Oh my
God. Someone ring the police.
Someone ring the police. They're not joggers. They're criminals running from the scene of a crime.
In Lycra.
Well, you know, it's very washable.
It's very washable for that killing.
And also it's quite, you know, nubile. So it would move with you. Oh,
nubile, what a great word.
I feel like a murder could be quite physical.
Let's get physical.
Which I sometimes listen to.
At the gym, yeah, just for fun.
Just for fun, just because it's so great. I took him to a... intimate restaurant, then to a suggestive movie. Can you imagine taking someone to an intimate restaurant and then a suggestive
movie?
What is a suggestive movie?
Like Basic Instinct.
Oh, that would be suggestive. If you went on a date and you went to see Basic Instinct, what would then would you then be like, okay, do you know what? I want you to come back to my flat. I'm going to put my sweatbands on. And we are going to do...
and we're going to get physical.
We're going to do a workout DVD.
Oh my God, I'd love that. Rosemary Connolly.
Rosemary Connolly. I was just trying to think of Rosemary Connolly. Or didn't Sheila, what's her name, do?
Hancock.
Sheila Hancock. I'd love to see the Sheila Hancock workout DVD. Sheila Easton. No, Sheila. Oh, I'm just so bad. Shirley MacLaine. Did she do?
Got no idea, love.
Somebody from that vicinity did. A workout DVD.
Workout DVDs are such funny things.
Come to me in a moment. Have you ever bought one?
Yeah, I had the Jerry Halliwell yoga one.
Oh, what was that like?
Oh, fine. She just had an incredible body for a while, didn't she, Jerry? Do you remember?
She did. I mean, considering she was wearing that quite shapeless Union Jack dress, she wasn't really showing it off.
Well, I think that it was after she left the Spice Girls that she got really buff.
Really?
When she released
because it was all that Spice
known album.
Quite fatty food.
Yeah, I imagine so.
And then she released her solo album.
Yeah, Scream If You Want to Go Faster.
Oh, yeah, that was good, wasn't it? Was there a duet with Robbie Williams, or am I imagining that?
I think you're imagining that.
That would have been good, though, wouldn't it?
What, Jerry and Robbie?
Yeah, lovely Christmas number one. That would have been a great bit of placement.
He did a Christmas number one with Nicole Kidman. I think that...
Robbie was not available for the Jerry
Robbie
one.
Was not available. Dane Bowers is. What a reference.
Dane Bowers, where's he these days?
Who knows?
Listening to this, I hope.
Oh, hi, Dane.
Sorry if we've ruined
your Great Dane.
Great Dane. Oh, that would be good. There's nothing like a Dane.
There is.
Dane Pack for the bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Love bacon.
That isn't happening to anyone that's on a treadmill like, trying to lose weight.
You know
bacon.
What? You just get off that treadmill, go bacon. Have some bacon. Mmm, bacon. Do you know what I had last night, which was a delightful thing?
Oh,
on a train, because the Marks and Spencers was closed at the station.
Oh, God.
Imagine my face. So then...
Like a slapped ass.
A slapped ass I was when I walked up to the doors and there was the very, very sad sight of the baskets in front of the doors.
Oh,
what a sad image that is. So then I turned on my heel, span around, and there, confronting me, was something that was still open.
The pasty shop.
No, it wasn't the pasty shop. It was Whistle Stops. Yes.
Stop it, please.
Please. No whistling. Whistle Stop shop at Charing Cross Station.
What did you get?
Frazzles.
Oh, that's so...
And some skanky fries, if you will.
Oh, my God. Oh. Such a weird bit... The cheese moments are amazing.
Cheese moments are amazing.
Really weird, though. It's like, where do they come from? What is this? It's a really weird taste.
They are a really weird taste, but they feel like they're more authentic than, say, like a cheddar. What does that taste of? Like salt, basically.
Yeah, I love cheddars.
Me too. Cheddars, right? When I was a child and my dad took us to the pub all the time, we'd be propped up.
Guys. Someone called the NSPCA.
Someone called the RSPCA. I always loved it.
There's a little poodle that needs some attention.
His name's Tom Allen. And I used to be sat at the end of the bar at...
Pint in hand.
Pint, gin and tonic in hand.
Flat cap on.
Campari and soda in hand. I was six. No, I would be allowed a Coke from a bottle with a straw, a tiny thin straw.
Oh, yeah. With like a red stripe on it.
With a red stripe. And then I was allowed to pick at the crisps and cheddars, which were placed out on the bar because it was always Sunday. I since learned that all of those crisps were covered in...
Urine.
Basically covered in urine. But as a child, I didn't mind. And then I would eat them and enjoy them. And my dad would just say, don't, you'll spoil your dinner. Spoil your dinner. So they were always tarnished with a slight sense of anxiety. My favourite thing was to have a cheddar and a ready salted crisp.
At the same time?
Delicious. Delicious. Cheesy chips.
I mean, you really took a while over that anecdote and... It didn't pay off as much as I thought it was going to.
What did you think I was going to say? Where could it have gone?
I don't know, Tom. Anywhere.
And then once, because
I danced on the bar.
Well,
there was a commotion.
Because I'd seen a lot of Emmerdale Farm, because I'd often watch it with my nan. And I remember Dad tapped me on the shoulder, I think saying, like, it's time to go. And because I'd seen it in, like, Emmerdale Farm or EastEnders, I just turned round and I slapped him in the face.
Amazing.
Do you remember that bit in Emmerdale Farm when they used to go over the fields, like at the beginning? And then they come to the hedgerows in the fields, and there was a woman who was being slapped in a fight with another woman, I think.
I hope so.
I hope so. But I remember that being very dramatic, and I think I tried to recreate that with my dad. But
and what did you get in a lot of trouble?
Yeah, he marched me straight out of the pub and said, "We can never come back here again. How dare you?" He was very upset.
Yeah,
I didn't understand why it was such a big deal. I thought people just slapped each other all the time. That's why children shouldn't be allowed to watch television.
Or go to pubs.
But, sorry, Suze, tell me.
I don't think I was going to tell you. What about my workout plan? About my motivation?
Yeah. Let's talk about how you motivate yourself, because you do a lot of exercise.
I do a lot of yoga, a lot of hot yoga, yeah. Which I love. Well, I don't know how I motivate myself, how I used to motivate myself when I used to live in, a girly flat.
Oh, yeah,
And we used to have a Thinspiration board.
Oh, that's interesting. That's Thinspiration.
That sounds very pro-anorexia.
Yeah, that sounds like the sort of thing they do in, like...
Mean Girls or something.
Mean Girls, yeah, yeah.
And it was basically just a pitch, all these pictures of Cheryl Cole.
Oh.
And sort of hot women being very skinny. And we just put it on the fridge.
All these pictures of Cheryl Cole. That is...
And just being like, are you sure you want to eat that?
Is that
Don't you want to be as thin as me?
Oh, wow.
That's what I'd imagine.
Why was there an Asian man there?
Because he was trying to stop us from eating.
And did it work?
Yeah, a little bit. You see, the thing I remember about me, Tom, is that I did go through a phase of having fat and a fringe.
What? Never?
Yeah, I did. I had,
never a fringe?
Yeah, and I had boobs, everything. I had the full set. Tits, a fringe, a fat ass.
No.
Never a fat ass, really. But no, I had like a bit of a gut at one point.
Oh, well, we all had a gut at one point.
Well, I'm not sure that we did.
Well, maybe some people didn't, and good for them.
But yes, and I had to, my sort of puppy fat days.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what it is.
Did you feel they went on a bit long.
Probably
had something to do with all that.
Fat?
No, pre-us.
Oh, thank God. But, but I think with things like that, it's really hard, isn't it? Because I just think, oh, just live your life.
Live your life.
Have
live
some
your dreams.
White bread. Have some toast. It's delicious.
It is delicious.
Again, it's not helping people on that treadmill.
Oh, my God. Guys, eat crumpets. Oh, with loads of butter.
Crumpets with loads of that salty butter. What do you put on your crumpets? Savoury or sweet? What do you have?
Savoury.
What? Marmite? Cheese? What?
Marmite with cheese.
Marmite with cheese? Really?
Yeah.
I've never had that.
Do you know what I also really like? And I know this is weird.
No.
Marmalade and Marmite together.
No, but that's like... I mean,
sweet and sour.
I've never heard of that. But
what I do is I have it on a piece of toast, and I put half on each, and then I squidge them together and shove it in my little angry trap.
Imagine that. It's probably quite nice in a way, but I could never get my head around it. A bit like having sex with a woman. I could never bring myself to do it.
Well, you know what I'm like. I try things more openly, but then go back to what I like after a while.
But I suppose it's only like making like a soy and honey dressing or something.
It
like
is
that.
Like that. It's the
not
kind...
having sex with a woman.
No, it's very similar to that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Next time, get your honey out. Next time I'm at Zian's, my local Chinese restaurant.
You're going to have sex with a woman?
No, but I'll have the dressing.
Listen, Jan, I'll take the takeaway.
Jan.
But along with those chicken balls, do you fancy a shag?
Prawn crackers. No, thanks.
I'm crackers for you.
For you. That's the sort of thing straight people say, right?
Totally.
Yeah. So, how did we come onto that? We were saying something. Crumpets. Yeah. I like crumpets with cream cheese and smoked salmon.
That's nice. What will you have if you get in? I do know this, but tell the audience what you make when you get in and you're drunk.
Well, I'm glad you asked. What I like to do...
This is so bad. I'm so sorry if you're doing your workout right now.
Well, I do a lot of things, but I think it's the one you're talking about, the one with the flatbreads.
Yeah.
Yeah, so keep the flatbreads and tortillas, if you will. Tortillas, as people in Bromley would say.
Tortillas.
Tortillas in the freezer.
Some tortilla girls.
Some tortilla girls in the freezer, if you get their legs in. And they...
If you're a jogger, you've probably got a few.
If you... Again, so dark. So dark, so quick. But you put them in the freezer, and they're basically like a record because they freeze completely flat. But don't worry, listener, because they defrost really quick. Heat a frying pan up, dry. Don't put any oil in it at this stage. What you do is you put your tortilla in frozen, in the frying pan. Hopefully it's a frying pan that's big enough to hold it. And suddenly it'll start to defrost. Yeah, real quick. Flip it over, defrost the other side. Real quick at this point. And then what you can do is take it out. It's still quite warm. Keep an eye on the frying pan. Do not fall asleep with the frying pan on when you're drunk.
Yeah.
Because you will set fire to the house and you will kill yourself. So please do not do that. But then put it on the chopping board and then you can add whatever you like at this stage. What I like to add, cheese, tomatoes.
Anything that's in.
Basil, olive oil.
Bit of pesto?
Yes. Perfect thing to put in there. Cheese, marmalade, soy sauce, prawn crackers.
Lesbians.
Lesbians. Jan from Zion's. Everything goes in. Fold it over. Put it in. Put it back in the frying pan. And that's when the fun happens. And you seal it. You get it really crispy. Because there's nothing worse. The thing about tortillas and flatbreads.
Go on, Tom. There is nothing worse.
I feel like
worse.
I can't even stop talking. The thing about tortillas, there's nothing worse than a soft tortilla. So tortillas are shit. Like, everyone's like, oh, just have a flatbread. It's rubbish. Because there's no texture to it. Put it in a frying pan, it gets crispy, it's delicious. And there's like...
The cheese melts.
You've got burning fat all over your hands and in your face. It's great. great thing. I think I always play Adele as well when I'm making that. Good detail, right?
Yeah, great detail. A little bit bleak.
Hello. Oh, no, that's not Richie. Hello from the other side.
No, but she still says, hello.
Oh, she does, doesn't she?
It's me.
Oh, yeah, because it's like a phone call.
Yeah.
That's so clever. What so do you like to have as a late night snack?
Oh, chips.
Chips? What, at home?
Oh, no, if there's not...
What will you have if you get in drunk?
If I get in drunk, toast.
Yeah.
Toast classic. Is a classic. Classic. We've also...
Toast is a good one because you can't catch fire because it flips up.
Yeah. Another thing that Tony and I sometimes do is we keep... These are really naughty. We keep some, what are they called? Potato.
Oh, skins?
No.
Wedges?
No.
Curly fries?
No. What are they called?
Chips?
You have them with breakfast. Hash browns.
Oh.
Okay, they make freezable ones of those guys.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
But you want them quick, right? Because you want to shove them in your little trap.
Yeah, of course.
In your little drunken face.
Yeah.
You can toast them.
No.
Yes.
Toast them from frozen?
Toast them from frozen. I'm sure it's like probably not advisable because they...
Oh, okay. So this is not part of the cooking instructions.
No. It's like, put them in the oven for like half an hour. It's like,
minutes.
I don't have...
No.
I don't have half an hour and I'm smash-faced.
Yeah, of course not. So you have to put them under the grill.
No, again. You put them in the toaster.
In the toaster?
Put them in the toaster.
Don't put them under the grill, listener, if you're drunk because you might fall asleep.
In the toaster?
In the toaster.
Two rounds.
Two rounds. Lovely. Do you have them like with something?
I'll probably open some beans.
Oh my God.
Put on the pan.
Wow.
Put on the pan, said Greedy Anne.
And we'll stop before we go.
Yeah.
I was about to say that rhyme and I didn't know if that was something that was just in our family.
It's just out, mine and yours.
Off to bed to sleepy. Off to bed, said sleepy head. No. Tarry a while, said flow.
Oh, mine is stay a while, said slow. But that's fine.
Said slow.
Who are you saying?
Flow.
Flow?
Yeah.
That sounds more likely. My mum probably learnt it wrong. No, put on the pan, said Greedy Anne. Let's eat before we go.
Yeah. Sup, we had. You know.
What's up before
What's
we
up?
Go?
Yeah, my mum was in the Bloods gang of New York in the 80s.
Oh, was she? Yeah, oh, yeah. Good for her.
Yeah, that's when we had a slightly amended version.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, good for her. I knew that about your mum.
Yeah, she was in the Bloods.
Rain.
But... but yeah, motivation. So beans on a hash brown.
Beans on a hash brown with a bit of brown sauce.
Brown sauce.
Brown sauce.
Are you somebody who can't have anything without ketchup?
No, brown sauce. But I don't like ketchup.
I don't like ketchup. I think it's disgusting and I've always thought of that.
Yeah, it's horrible. No, I'll have some chips with just loads of salt on them.
Me too.
Maybe some cheese.
Cheese and chips is a new thing for me, really.
That's great.
Only in the last sort of 10, 15 years.
Do you know what I understand?
What?
And I think it's because I'm so southern. Chips and gravy.
No, I don't understand that.
Weird.
Why
don't like it
that?
At all.
Why have you done that? Not
curry sauce.
Oh, you like that.
Delicious.
Chips and mayonnaise, because I'm so European.
Oh, you are
very
so pro-European.
Very pro-Europe.
Do we want to talk about Brexit?
I mean, we could talk about Brexit. I'm sure it's on everybody's lips at the moment.
What does Susie and Tom think of Brexit?
What does, but
do they
it's all
actually
very well
know
having these
what's
televised
going
debates,
on?
But what does Susie and Tom think about Brexit? Well, I just think, I mean, there's a lot of arguments for and against it. I just think, let's just keep it as it is.
Yeah, I mean, you got to remember, all those people that live in Tenerife will come home.
Yeah, That is a really good point. There's a lot of people who, expats, I know, like, there's all this controversy about why they describe themselves as expats, exactly why they should stay abroad. We do not want them coming back.
No. Like, where have you been the last 6 years? Benidorm. It's like...
Yeah, if you've been living in Benidorm, you should probably stay there.
Why am I so nasty about Benidorm? Mum goes there every year. She says it's brilliant.
Actually, I've heard it's really nice. And there's a gig there, which apparently is really nice.
Oh, my God. If you're listening, book us. We're still looking for venues for the tour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would be good for the tour. Benidorm.
Manchester, Cambridge, Portsmouth, Benidorm. All the big comedy
venues.
All
the big normal comedy locations. Well, as you know, I love Alicante, which is the airport people fly into. But I like Alicante because I don't hear any English voices. So if I went to Benidorm, I think it would be the opposite.
Yeah, I don't think you hear any Spanish voices.
No, nil español.
No español.
No español, por favor. So...
Have you ever read those sort of Thompson... There's Thompson's, the holiday company,
yes,
released like a list of their funniest complaints.
Oh, I have heard about this.
Oh, it was so, yes, funny. But one of them was like, we didn't know that no one would speak English. And it was like, you went to Spain. What do you expect?
That's amazing. That is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's so good of them to publish them and like name
be like,
and shame.
Yeah. I don't know if they did name and shame. I think it was just like Karen from Bradford. It was, yeah, like, well...
Karen, what were you thinking?
Karen from Bradford. Text in, right to the PO box.
You know where the PO box is. But, oh, now, talking about motivation, keep going, keep going. You've done really well. You've done really well. You've hit 20
minutes
now.
Sorry, I thought you were talking to me then. I was like, I'm keeping going. I'm right. Yeah, yeah, look, you've done 21 minutes. You're having a really good time. You look phenom.
Like, all those, like, horrible, unhealthy things you've been eating are just falling away. They're just falling away now.
You've got that little bit of sweat on you, so you look a little bit sexy. Everyone's looking at you, thinking, hey.
Oh, my God, that person, they're always so good at the gym. They do so much cardio.
Oh, good for them.
That's the stuff that burns the fat. I mean, it's all very well. We can all go over to the weights and try and show off our big guns, but if they're not doing cardio...
What's the fucking point?
What is the fucking point? So, keep on running, /cycling,
Cross-training.
Cross-training, but try not to be too cross.
So Tom, you swim.
Yes.
And you gym.
I swim and I gym. I try to do 20 lengths. I start with 2 lengths of front crawl. I do it in the medium lane because I like to show off and I like to overtake people who are slightly slower than me. And then...
But you don't like the fear of the fast lane?
No, because people would overtake me there and I wouldn't be able to... I would not like that. I would be a small fish in a big pond.
You'd prefer to be a big fish in a small pond?
Yeah, a big fish in the medium lane. And I...
do you still wear your flippers?
Yes. I did try flippers once.
And what about that fin that you used to put on your back?
Yeah, still. It's great for steering. No, my friend Scott. I say he's my friend. He works there, so he has to talk to me. He once gave me flippers. And not the life-saving dolphin, but he gave me... Imagine if he'd given me the body of Flipper. Oh, my God. I would be impressed and sad.
I'm sad.
But he gave me... You go so fast when you put flippers on.
Mm.
Great fun.
I went to the ponds this week.
Oh, the Hampstead Heath Pond.
The Hampstead Ladies Pond with a friend.
Oh, were there any ladies there?
There were a couple. I mean, it was so cold.
Yeah, I bet.
It was.
Do you know what I think about those ponds? Everyone goes on about them like, oh, you have to go to the ponds. It's just like my favourite place in London. It's there and it's like some skanky pond.
I mean, that is the... Yeah, but it's quite exhilarating. The
you can't see the bottom.
No, you can't. And
you know there's bodies in there.
Oh, Tom, don't
and
say that.
Rats.
No, not rats. Will there be rats?
I've seen rats at the side.
You're joking.
Not on
me.
The swimmers. They don't come near the swimmers, but like over the other side.
Do they have the swim costumes on?
They had flippers on. They were dolphins.
Okay,
hairy dolphins.
Hairy dolphins with tails. Oh, they're so scary. Yeah. Oh, no, you've really put me off the pond.
Good. No, it's fine.
I was sure. Like, there was a duck swimming past me.
Ah, that's
like,
nice.
Me and you, babe.
Oh, that is nice when it's like
we're
that.
Just girls in the world.
Just girls in the world.
In the ladies' pond.
What about if it's a male duck?
Oh, perverts.
Perverts coming to the
ladies' pond. Duck perverts.
Is there's also the bit that they call the chip pan at the male pond, which is where there's a section of the concrete changing room where men are allowed to sunbathe naked. Yes, I know.
And do they?
Yes.
Oh, they love getting their junk out, don't they?
They get their junk out in the sun.
Oh, no. Why would you want to tan your willy?
I don't know, but just make sure you put sun cream on if you do, because it's very sensitive.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Yeah.
Everyone's very okay with being nude at the ladies' ponds.
I was going to say, is there a lot of nudity at the girls' ones?
What do you mean, not from me, because I get so embarrassed?
Of course, the towel. The towel, the towel dance.
The towel dance. But, yeah, I imagine there is.
Is that what all the women are like? I imagine there's quite a lot of of women who are just very body positive.
Very body positive. May probably don't deal with a waxer.
I was going to say, I mean, have any pubes of them even seen a gelade?
Yeah.
Pubes down to their what?
I was going to say knees, but I said nails. sort of like, you know, they dry it and then like throw it over their shoulder.
Get like a volumizer out on a hairdryer.
Straighten it, plait it.
I mean, that's very body positive, isn't it? Has anybody to criticise them?
I would love to be a positive enough to do that.
Is there, because there's also the lawn. So once you're changed, you can then go and sit on the lawn, which is very cruisy. I've always thought. Like,
well, for the boys, but it is. The women's is less.
Up on their elbows, like looking at people.
I think the women's pond is less lesbian and more just maybe slightly older ladies.
Right, a bit hippie.
Yeah, it is a bit hippie rather than a bit lesy. But I'm sure, you get your fair share of les.
I'm sure you do, yeah.
But I think the male ponds is a bit gay.
I mean, it's like Alan Hollinghurst, isn't it? You know, he's talking about it. There's also a great sign which says costumes must be worn beyond this point, which is, I think, designed
and
for
and then you went as Carmen Miranda.
Of course. I went out with my...
fruit on your head.
Put my fruit hat on. Went swimming. It was lovely. People dive in as well. I always think that's a bit of a, you know, flamboyant thing to do. I always think, oh, calm down, dear.
As you're getting your flippers on.
As I'm putting my flippers on, my swimming cap, even though I haven't got any hair. No, it is nice up there, but I just think, oh, all right, calm down about it. It's a bit of, it's one of those things, like, because I used to live in around the corner from there, in Kentish Town. People are like, oh, you must do this. Oh, you must. It's just all a bit trendy.
It is a bit trendy, that is true.
A bit sort of, you know, like, oh, you have to do this. It's the best thing.
Yeah, I don't have to do anything, actually, guys.
I don't have to do anything. The last thing I want to do is see other people. There's also...
So, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast.
I hope you're feeling motivated. Also, the mixed ponds. There is a mixed pond there. I don't know anybody who goes there, because you can't stare at anybody there, can you?
Well, I suppose you can, but...
Well, no, but it's no good for the gays.
No.
And they're the main people keeping that thing afloat.
Literally.
But you don't have to pay, I don't... Or do you know you're supposed to put money in a box, I think.
Oh, excuse me.
Hello. That was my aunt's euphemism for... to my cousins of a lady's parts.
Yeah, I mean, that's what everyone calls it.
Is it money box?
Oh, no, just box.
Oh, they should call it, oh, it's your money box.
Big fish, little fish, cardboard box.
Well, I was going to say, money box live was very confusing for them on Radio 4. But what was I going to, now, going off topic a bit, I was going to say, we talked a little bit about this in the last podcast.
Oh, yeah.
About possibly going on, oh, look at the time. About going on Pride as a thing. Now, are we still up for this?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I haven't done it for years.
I would like to march. I would like to have. I'd like to find the motivation to march.
See, the last time I did it, I felt like... Because I don't see the point in watching. I think like we should all march on it.
Yes, agreed.
But I turned up to march and there were a lot of very fastidious people there.
Loads of lesbians with clipboards.
Exactly. I didn't want to say it, but you've said it, so it's fine. A lot of lesbians with clipboards. And I think some even had earpieces.
Like, oh, God.
Sort of system.
Like pretending they were in Spooks.
Pretending they were in some sort of like presidential protection racket. And they were being very, very militant about who could go on the march and who couldn't.
Militant lesbians, that doesn't sound right.
Right. I was as surprised as you are. And then I ended up being on the march. I just snuck on and ended up. And then I was like walking along with all these different organisations like British Airways LGBT Society. And they were all just like really...
I mean, how many of those were there?
I mean, it was pretty much the whole parade. But they were like really mean. They didn't seem very nice. It was like Santander's LGBT society. And they were all like, who are you? Why are you with us? Why haven't you got your Santander t-shirt on? And then like some people dressed in like basically like these muscle porn stars who worked for like Gaydar Radio came along with condoms and leaflets for everybody. And it was all... I just found it all a bit bitchy. I didn't feel
very welcome.
But
that's why we're going to do it together. That's what we're going to... That's what we're saying. If anyone's thinking of coming, why don't you tweet us or Facebook us or something?
Do you think it could be like the lonely, like,
and we could, yeah, we could march together at the end.
That would be quite fun, wouldn't it?
I think like,
it would
be lovely.
The lonely, like-minded friends.
The lonely, like-minded friends. Let's do that. Should we get t-shirts?
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. Maybe badges that people make themselves.
Okay, yeah.
Because you've never been on it.
I've never done it, but I've watched it loads of times. But I've
always the bridesmaid.
Always the bridesmaid.
Always the bridesmaid. Better, that's better. I just think, I don't know, I got a bit like, ugh, what is this?
And well, I feel like that about Pride because it's a parade rather than a march. But rather than being sort of a miserable les about it, I'm thinking go and embrace it.
Les Miserables.
I'm thinking less Les Miserables, more laissez-faire. Let's go and march.
Les Miserables. See, that's the sort of thing I think we could put on a banner. But so if you want to come, if you're feeling a bit like, oh, like that's how I've always been as well. Like I've often not had very many friends to go with.
Yeah, come and be friends with us.
Come and be a like-minded friends with us. And we can be a bit cynical and a bit negative about it, but still do it.
And have a quick pint afterwards.
You're going to be really positive about it. I'm going to be really like, ugh.
Because I feel like I want to, I feel like I will have a better time if I engage in it.
You're right. And I've just sometimes found it a little bit cliquey. That's my problem with it. A little bit like, oh, I'm on a float. Who are you? You're nothing. I'm on a float and I'm waving at everyone. And I work for, you know, Marks and Spencer's LGBT society. And
Look, put your handbag away. We're going to go and do it. We're going to have a nice time.
Yeah. Okay.
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 So if you want to get involved with us, maybe tweet at one of us at Susie Ruffle or at
Tom Allen Comedy.
Tom Allen Comedy.
I was already at Tom Allen.
Oh, prick.
Yeah. Whoever he is. Yeah. Get involved if you want. We'll
it'd be really nice to be see you.
Well, nice.
Be like, well, nice to see you. Thank you for listening to this episode.
I'll probably also have like one of those tins from Marks and Spencer's that have cocktails in it. But don't let the people see you. Don't let the marshals see you.
No. I'll probably have like a bottle that's got vodka and lemonade in it.
That's a much better idea. Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so...
thank you as ever for listening.
Thank you for ever. You've done it. You've done 30 minutes. You can get
off
the
treadmill. Oh my God,
now.
Well done.
Make sure you do a cool down. Woo! Do a cool down.
Stretch out. Don't go home and pull muscle.
Don't. Yeah, go and have a cold shower and do not cook when you're drunk. But have a wonderful week. Thank you for joining us as always. And come and see us live.
We're touring all around the UK in the autumn. You can find out more details at tomindeed.com.
What? Susie or susieruffle.co.uk.
Check it out.
Come and see us. Keep in touch. See you next week.
See you next Tuesday. It's actually Wednesday. See you next Tuesday. Sounds funny.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.